You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 87. Back in the late 90s, the network marketing profession lost a dynamic leader when John K. Lynch passed away very prematurely from cancer. It served as a very somber reminder to many of us that we don't always have as much time as we think on this earth, in this life, and the ability to create a lasting dynasty for ourselves and our family is something we want to act on now. Recently, the sudden and tragic death and suicide of actor Robin Williams also serves to remind us that life is short, and while money can't heal all wounds, what network marketing can provide in terms of freedom and choices can be priceless in getting many people out of situations they despise. That is where true leadership comes into play. So let's talk about leadership development on today's show. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hello and welcome to the show. Yes, I am Jackie Almer, and I want you to remember that nothing is built overnight, and your business and the leadership needed to go along with it won't happen overnight either. It's an ongoing learning process. We're going to cover some solid concepts on leadership today, and if you want even more coaching on mindset, leadership, the success principles of network marketing, and even how to attract leads with social media, I invite you to the inside of my Inner Circle coaching program at jackiealmer.com/coach. Surround yourself with the training and a community that can full out support you in what it is that you want to achieve. Now, the show notes and information, so if you're working out at the gym or you're driving or whatever, the show notes can be found at jackiealmer.com/087. Again, that's jackiealmer.com/087. So let's answer that question. How do you create leaders in network marketing? Jim Rohn, another late great, unfortunately, had a great, great quote, and that is, profits are better than wages. Profits are better than wages. You know, one of the things that he liked to say in a great article that he wrote once, he had a few great sayings, and I want to share those with you and kind of give you my comments on them. One of the things that he said, or these are several of the things that he said, six principles of leadership, and that is that leaders need to be strong, but not impolite. So you can be a strong person, but that doesn't mean that you have to be rude along the way. You can be a very bold, powerful, forceful person that extends a wide reach to people without being impolite. He also said that leaders learn to be kind, but not weak. There's a big difference in that. You know, you can be kind to people, but you still want to stand strong in your principles. And where I see this come into play in leadership is kind of not letting yourself off the hook and not letting others off the hook, so to speak, when they're making excuses in their business. Be kind, understand that life situations get in the way, but don't be weak. They need you to be strong. Sometimes we have to be kind enough to tell people the honest to goodness truth, but we can be kind about that. Next thing, learn to be bold, but don't be a bully. He says it takes boldness to win the day. And that's really true. You know, part of being a leader is developing influence. And sometimes to do that, you've got to be bold, but not bully other people. You've got to be bold out there. You know, you've just really, sometimes you've got to take charge, seize the moment, and get things done. Fourth thing, you need to learn to be humble, but not timid. Timid is where we kind of tend to shrink back. And humble or humility to me is a virtue of, you know, one most specific thing is of not forgetting where you came from. You know, that's one thing that I've really taken to heart in my 20 plus years in network marketing is that I still remember very clearly the struggles that I had in getting my network marketing business launched. And I always try to remember that and bring that into play when I'm coaching a new team member on getting started. I understand, you know, the hesitancy to call people. I understand fearing what they're going to say. I understand the fear of rejection and those kind of things. So it's important that we remain humble as we develop leadership. Another thing he says is that we need to be proud, but not arrogant. You know, pride is one of those words that has a really mistaken meaning, I think, a lot of times. I think it's so important that you be proud that you're affiliated with the network marketing profession, that you be proud of your company and products, that you be proud of your team and the leadership. Be proud to be a professional network marketer. But don't be arrogant about it. You know, well, I have to be honest, and hopefully I'm not offending anybody when I say this, but I am just being honest. One of the things, an expression that I've always, that's just driven me crazy from the first time I've heard it is when people say, well, that's okay. This business isn't for everybody. I need someone to cut my grass and clean my house. To me, that comes across as so arrogant. It's like it's stating that those professions are beneath you. And once you become a network marketer and make a lot of money or whatever, that somehow you're better than people who choose not to get involved in our business but still take on those tasks. You know, I absolutely love my cleaning lady. I am so grateful for her and the job that she does. And you know, I would never want to belittle her in that way or make it come across as arrogant making a statement like that. So remember to be proud, but not arrogant. And then the sixth thing is have humor, but without folly. I think humor is such an important part of what we do in this business. I really, truly do because, you know, this is a business where you have to be willing to laugh at yourself. Most of us say too much when we're first getting started in the business. You know, there's that expression of verbal vomit or, you know, when you talk to someone about the business, don't throw up on them when you're delivering the message. And you know what? Most of us do that in the beginning. And many of us drop the ball with follow-up. And sometimes we get all messed up when we're doing a presentation and we skip a page and then we get frustrated and flustered and don't know where we are. Humor is such an important part of this business and you have to be willing to laugh at yourself first so that you can enjoy the journey and have a good time with the process. And when you do that, you're going to model for other people that, hey, this is a business of fun. We don't expect you to be perfect. Nobody does. Have a great time with it. Be willing to laugh at yourself and let your prospects see that as well. Now, here is another great quote that I absolutely love about leadership, and it's by General Schwarzkopf. A great leader is an average individual who is extremely well prepared when an incredible event occurs. And that's so true. You know, most leaders came from average, humble background and beginnings. And that's okay. That gives all of us, empowers all of us to know that any of us can do it too. So the next thing I want to do is I want to share an acronym on leadership with you and share some thoughts that Tom Hopkins, you know, a great leadership and sales training professional, shared about the acronym. He turned leadership into an acronym. And while I used his basic concept, I did intertwine it with some of my own thoughts around it. So just bear with me with that. He says that L stands for love. And I think this is so important in network marketing. You want to fall in love with what you do. Fall in love with network marketing, fall in love with your company and products, fall in love with the process and the journey, fall in love with your team. Absolutely just fall in love with everything there is about network marketing. And it's easier to do that when you surround yourself with people who feel the same way. Attending events is a great way to do this. Okay, the letter E, enthusiastic. Be enthusiastic about things, no matter what it is you're doing. You know, if you're doing a business overview, let's say you have an in-home scheduled with a new distributor and they've invited 20 people and only one person shows up. You want to go about giving that presentation just as enthusiastically to that one person as you would 20 people because you never know where that one person might lead you. You know, my good friend Margie Alaprande, who has a huge global business and a very large business in Russia, shares the story of showing up late to a presentation one night because of some traffic issues and some delays, having only a handful of people there, being flustered, and one guy who looked like he was sleeping through the presentation ended up signing up and then sponsoring someone in Russia who literally went on to put thousands and thousands in that organization. So you just never know who that one person is. So be enthusiastic about all parts of your business. Now, the A in leadership stands for attitude. You want to make sure that you have the right attitude. You want to have the right attitude in life, but certainly in this business. And all of that comes back to so much that we're sharing. It's important that you believe in and you truly love network marketing in order to be successful, in order to have that positive attitude that you need. Okay, the D is for desire. Have a burning desire, not only to reach the top of your compensation plan, but have a burning desire to learn all you can about your profession. You know, I recently had a team member say to me when I asked if she was listening in on any of the training calls, and she said to me, you know, to be honest, since I started in network marketing, I've really never heard a call that did anything for me. I've never been on a call that I learned anything from. And I thought, wow, you're really missing the boat big time. I learn something from every single call I'm on, but I go into it with the expectation that I'm going to learn something new, that someone's going to deliver a piece of information in a way that I've never heard before. Maybe I've heard that concept, but it's going to land on my ears in a fresh way, and I always know that I'm going to get something that I need out of every single call that I'm on. And so guess what? I do have that. That does happen for me. So you need to have a burning desire to learn all you can about the profession of network marketing. E, the next E stands for emulate. Emulate others who have what you want, who've developed the leadership skills that you want, and those leaders who are greater than you are. When you begin to emulate those people, it really is amazing how you can begin to develop posture and confidence and a knowing attitude about what it is that you're doing in network marketing. R is for respect. Earn the respect of your followers through your integrity. A big part of leadership is leading yourself first, and then, of course, finding other people who want to follow you and emulate what it is that you do, okay? So earning their respect first and foremost is what's going to ensure that they follow you. Okay, the S in leadership is for success. It's important that you strive for success, that you enjoy success once you've achieved it, and I mean even the little successes along the way. Don't think that success is just measured by reaching the top of a compensation plan or your first $10,000 check or anything like that. There are many, many, many successes along the way, and it's so important that you acknowledge yourself for those. So you want to strive for it. You want to enjoy it. Then you want to share it. Share your success with others. And part of that is recognizing those people who help you along the way. Because we don't reach the top in network marketing all by ourselves. We have a team of people. Share and recognize those people who help you get where you're going. Lift them up and then share and recognize with their people as well. And then, of course, appreciate your success. Have gratitude for it. This is so important. The H in leadership stands for humble. Always remain humble about your success and recognize those who helped you get there. Kind of already covered that point, but it is so important. Be humble in that you always remember where you came from. Be humble in that you always remember what your struggles were getting started in network marketing, and be willing to share that story with other people and share how you overcame those struggles to help lift them up and empower them and not fall into the trap of shaming them or, you know, making them feel lesser because they're struggling with those same challenges that you did. The I in leadership is for imagination. Imagination is the spark of genius and the beginning of all great creations. So spend time every day as you're going through your gratitude practice and different things like that and goal setting and write and dreaming of your vision. Spend time in the imagination phase and imagining all great things for your life, for your family, for your business, for your team, and all of that. And then finally, the P is for passion. Have a passion and a zest for life, and have a passion and a zest for what you do. You know, people pick up on that so quickly. They really do, because people want to be, most people work in jobs that they don't love, that they don't enjoy. And so when you can give them something to strive for, something exciting to be around, you literally will have people lining up to be around you, to join you in your business, and that type thing. You know, strong leadership has to first and foremost start with personal motivation. And you know, it's easy to be motivated at the beginning when we first sign on the dotted line or click the submit button and put our credit card in and we join the company. Oh my gosh, it's so easy to be motivated and excited. We have all these dreams of, you know, drinking fine, fun drinks out of a coconut on the beach, you know, walking the beaches of the world, walking on stage, cashing those big checks, the jewelry, the clothes, the cars, the fun, all of that. It's easy to get caught up in that and be highly motivated when we first begin. But true personal motivation, we show the perseverance of that as we go on through the business, as we get started and we begin to hear some of those no's and some people who we thought would be great in the business tell us no. And we begin to look in the mirror and have self-doubt and say to ourselves, well, if so-and-so's not going to do this business, then who am I going to get to do this business? Strong leadership needs to kick in at that time, and it kicks in first and foremost through your own personal motivation. Put that vision way out in front of you and know what it is that you're looking for. Okay, know what it is that you're striving for. Know why it is that you started the business to begin with. And when you do that, it's going to make it a whole lot easier to keep moving forward with your own personal motivation. Okay? And if nobody shared this with you, let me be the first. You're going to hear some no's. You might even face something that you might want to perceive as rejection. Although I don't really believe in rejection in this business. I just believe that people are making a decision for themselves whether or not something is right for them. So let me just set you up with some expectations, some realistic expectations to begin with. But understand your why and start with that strong personal motivation, and you're going to be just fine. Now, as you go along and build your team, always stay very busy giving recognition. Don't worry about your own recognition. Be busy giving recognition to those on your team who are accomplishing goals, who are meeting certain tasks, who are meeting challenges head on and growing their team, growing their organization. People love to be recognized. We've heard that over and over again. You know, if most people could, they would walk around with a sign stamped on their forehead that said, please make me feel special. Please make me feel recognized. It takes so little to reach out and lift another person up through your recognition. So spend a lot of your time in your leadership role giving that recognition. And not only will it come back to you, but you'll have a growing, thriving organization of others who are going to be recognized, who are going to recognize others, and your team is going to grow like wildfire, absolutely, when you have that happen. You know, watch other leaders who do a great job of giving recognition, and you'll see exactly what I mean by that, and you'll begin to experience that. Now, another important thing is that leaders really focus on building relationships. You know, it's kind of interesting. I know in my own story, and I've heard other stories of this too, but before I decided to join my company, I was actually, which I watched my company for 6 years, crazy. I know I should have gotten involved much sooner, but I was one of those that was sitting on the fence for a number of reasons. I was a top income earner in another company, blah, blah, blah. There were a lot of other reasons that I did that and reasons that I made the move, which don't matter now. But what I want to talk to you about is that building good relationships. When the company that I'm with first launched, I probably got a dozen or so contacts from people, a dozen or so people reached out to me and contacted me in some way about the business. And it was kind of funny. A couple of them I had a decent relationship with through online resources. We'd never met in person, but we knew each other through interacting on forums online and different social media outlets. It wasn't called social media back then, but that's basically what it was. It was just the early form of it. And so I had somewhat of a relationship. And then I was contacted by a lot of people who I didn't know. But the interesting thing is, very few of those, really, there's only one who I can really think of who consistently followed up with me throughout the course of the 6 years as I was deciding. But along the way came someone who was a great personal friend who absolutely stayed totally on top of follow-up. followed up with me regularly, kept the business out in front of me, checked in on a regular basis. So there was no way that I wasn't constantly thinking about the company and him and his involvement with it. And so when it came time for me to join the company, I had to look back through at the people who had contacted me, and it really was a no-brainer to know who I was going to sign on the dotted line with, so to speak, because I wanted someone who I had a relationship with. So remember that leaders do focus on building relationships. Sponsoring people and building a relationship isn't about hyping different things. It's not about hyping your company. It's not about hyping the compensation plan or any of that type stuff. Build two relationships. Ask people about their business. Pay attention to what's going on with people. Are they struggling? Are they having a tough time? Have they lost a family member recently? Have they, you know, fallen ill? Have they lost a job? Pay attention. And social media is a great way to do that. But pay attention to what's going on out there as best you can. I realize we don't see everything in the news feed of Facebook, so, you know, you're going to miss some things. But as best you can, pay attention to those people who you're building a relationship with and hoping that someday they'll join you in your business. If you build a strong relationship with people, when the time is right, they will remember you and they will absolutely come back to you. We've seen that over and over again. And really, you know, part of building that relationship is really listening and empowering people as a leader. A good way of listening is to be genuinely interested in the success of others and genuinely interested in what's going on with other people in their life. Truly, truly interested. People do remember that. They remember when you reach out and, you know, and touch them and make a difference and truly care. And along the way, you know, you want to respect your time as a leader too. So you want to make sure that you're always qualifying your potential team members and followers for your time. Listen carefully to what they say and leave the conversation open for, you know, people to resolve some of their own problems sometimes and, you know, create that leadership capability within them as well. You always want to serve as a good example and give your team truly a set of powerful beliefs and actions to model so that they can see what you're doing and they'll begin to do the exact same thing too. And then you want to remember that really and truly, to coin the phrase of Nike, leaders just do it. They really truly do. Leaders just do it, you know. They don't sit around waiting for someone else to do it for them. They just get out there and they take action. They truly do just do it. They start by choosing role models. They start by developing their system of success by emulating what those role models teach them. And then they may tweak a few things to fit their own personality, because all of us do that. But they just get out there and they take action and they do it. And they really practice the amazing opportunity that we have for on-the-job training while we get paid. So remember that leaders really, truly do just get out there and do it. And finally, you know, the real step to becoming a good leader is to start by first being a good follower. Find those leaders who you want to emulate and then take those steps and follow them. Okay, reach out to them, follow them, see what it is about them that appeals to you. Write those things down and begin to take action on that. You know, begin to develop your own style of leadership as you become a good follower and pay attention to what other people do and how others, not just yourself, but how others react to that when they're out there and surrounded by them. Such an important part of it. And then always remember to never stop working on yourself. A good leader is always working on his or herself and developing stronger leadership, stronger business skills, and staying in learning mode. So some action steps for you to take upon, you know, finishing listening to this call. Let's cover what those are. First of all, I want you to write down the names of three leaders who you identify with and you want to model. Now remember, the show notes are over at jackiealmer.com/087. So you don't have to worry about writing this down now. You can head over to that page and it'll be on there. So write down three leaders who you identify with and want to model. Then write down the core strengths that they have that you want to emulate. What are those core strengths? Then, this is the best part. I want you to be bold and reach out to those three people. Tell them that you chose them to be one of the three leaders you emulate, and tell them why you admire them. And then ask them if they have a tip for you for success. You know, this is one of the things that I did early on when I would attend events. I would seek out those people who I wanted to be like, and I would ask them for their 5-minute success tip. And I got such great nuggets out of it. And I would write that down in a notebook, and I would study it. And I would go home, and I would take action on it. So it's important that you do that. Number four, I want you to then write down your core strengths. What are your strengths? What do you bring to the table? And then write down your weaknesses as well, and pay attention to those as you're developing your business, as you're out there taking action every day, and work on improving those and changing those weaknesses into strengths. And then finally, number five, write out your vision for how your leadership is going to grow and what your team is going to look like. Well, I hope you found that information helpful, and I hope that you'll embody those principles and really take it to heart to develop your strong personal leadership style. I want to give an iTunes review shout out to Super Dave Smith, a friend of mine. Super Dave Smith writes, "I have had the pleasure of participating in trainings with Jackie several times, and I'm real excited that she has a podcast show. Now I can take her honesty and knowledge about our profession with me on the run." Super Dave, thanks so much for sharing that. I appreciate it. And if you want a shout out on the show, and if you want to be entered into a drawing for a free month of coaching in my Inner Circle coaching program, like Super Dave Smith has been, go to jackiealmer.com/iTunes, and you can leave your review and be entered into that drawing. You can also review me on Stitcher, jackiealmer.com/Stitcher. Again, the show notes are at jackiealmer.com/087. And if the show's helped you, tweet me at Jackie Almer. Let me know where you're listening from and let me know what you got out of it. And if you have a question for the show, you can just tweet it over at Jackie Almer and then just use the hashtag Jackie Almer as well. You can also ask them at jackiealmer.com/question. And until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck in your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at ProfitInYourPJsNow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, JackieAlmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, Facebook.com/StreetSmartWealth, and on Twitter, at Jackie Almer. See you on the next show, and have a fun, profitable week.